Anderson, C.
Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 3rd, 1896. Dear brother, I have some matter written for you, but it is laid away where I cannot find it this morning. It was written for you while you were at Norfolk Island. I will mention a few items here, but cannot write much. Your case was clearly presented to me. I was shown that you had mistaken your calling as a teacher of the truth. You have neither tact nor perception. You do not understand how to teach. You are not a teacher. You are not enthused with the subjects you present. You are dry and very tedious. Even as a teacher in the Sabbath school, there is so little life and moisture in your service that it would be better were you a learner rather than a teacher. Whatever you may believe, this is sound truth. You cannot communicate with spirit and life. You do not make your words acceptable. You should never consider yourself qualified to communicate the message of God that has been given us for this time to the people. In commencing the work in a new place, I have many fears that you will become wearisome to your hearers, that they will weary of your lifeless discourses, and that by this means you will close up the way, so that when efforts in the future are made, the people will not have interest enough to come and hear those who could present the truth in such a manner as to attract them to it. Then they will be led to search for themselves. I will place this matter more fully before you at another time. I should not be doing my duty were I not to present this to you, for you are deceived in the idea that you can present the truth to others in an acceptable manner. You should engage in some kind of employment by which to sustain your family. We will try to help you in this, but I cannot feel clear to sanction your work as a teacher, however well you may understand the reason of your faith. You have not the qualifications necessary for this work, and you will not leave the best impressions upon the minds of the people. You will only spoil the field for those who could present the truth they understand. I write you this in the fear of the Lord.